The battle's raging. Things are getting crazy. You know, there's a wonderful thing that God has given me and you, and that's called keys to the kingdom. We have the authority and ability to bind and loose. And whatever you bind in heaven is bound on earth. In other words, what you bind in the spiritual realm is bound in the physical realm. But how do you reach that? You got to speak it. You can't think the devil away. You'll lose every battle. It's not a battle of thought. It's a battle of breath, spirit. Amen? And God has given us the sword of the spirit. And out of our mouth is power of life and death. See, so it's so very important to pray in tongues to increase your faith so that you believe what you speak is happening. It's not about a feeling. So many people are still living out of the feeling. It's not about a feeling. It's a choice. Love is a choice. Amen? We choose to love, not because how I feel. I choose it. If you're a person that's always choosing how you feel, you'll be always deceived. And you'll stay in a place of bondage. Would you turn to Ezekiel 28, please, in verse 12. Let's speak it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation for the king of Tyre, and say to him, Thus says the Lord God, you are the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. So you know he's not talking about any human. Amen? Okay. He was talking about who? Lucifer. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering. The sardius, topaz, and diamond, braille, onyx, and jasper, sapphire, turquoise, and emerald with gold. Wow. Those are the precious jewels of the earth, aren't they? Amen? The workmanship of your timbrels and pipes were prepared for you on the day that you were created. So Lucifer was God's right-hand man in praise and worship. He was his worship leader. Why do you think people are affected by music so much? He knows how to infiltrate the soul of an individual. You were the anointed cherub. Well, no human's an anointed cherub. You are the anointed cherub who covers. Covers what? Covers the universe with praise. You were established. I established you, and you were on the holy mountain of God. At that time, the earth was the holy mountain of God. You walked back and forth in the midst of the fiery stones. Why? When God created, Lucifer was there. Lucifer saw all of these things. These were the angels. Verse 15, you were perfect in your ways from the day you were created till iniquity was found in you. By the abundance of your trading, you became filled with violence within, and you sinned. Therefore, I cast you as a profane thing. Out of the what? Mountain of God. He removed him from position, didn't he? And I destroyed you. In other words, that's prophetic. He will destroy him. You, O covering cherub, from the midst of the fiery stones. Your heart was lifted up because of your beauty, and you corrupted your wisdom for the sake of your splendor. I cast you to the ground. I laid you before kings that they might gaze at you. You defiled your sanctuaries by the multitude of your iniquities, by the iniquity of your trading. Therefore, I brought fire from your midst. It devoured you, and I turned you to ashes upon the earth. Now we know this is what's going to happen. In sight of all who saw you, all who knew you among the peoples are astonished at you. You have become a whore and what? And shall be no more for what? Forever. Again, this was Lucifer. You got to grab something here important because God said you were created with wisdom. See, he knows how to outwhip, outsmart any human being, carnally minded. But he can't outwit and outsmart the mind of Christ. And so in this, he has technology, doesn't he? I mean, he saw God create all kinds of things. You don't think he knows many formulas? You don't think he knows how God created many things? Of course he does. Go to Isaiah 14. Wisdom, celestial. He was a celestial that brings with him an advanced technology as God's worship leader. He brought advanced technology with him. Isaiah 14:12. You know, sometimes you wonder, you see all of these movies. I mean, they're pretty intense. And flicks like Star Trek and all of these sci-fi things and so forth. And you know, when Star Trek first started years and years ago, they had these little fold-out phones, and we didn't have any of that. They had these little pads, you know. We didn't have that. They had it all. Why? Because they already knew. Why? Because the powers of darkness technology was way advanced. Where did it come from? Lucifer. Hallelujah. Isaiah 14:12. How you have fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne. No, wait a minute. I will ascend into heaven. Why? Because he was on the earth. Amen. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farther sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. That was it. And this is God's response. Yet you shall be brought down to hell, homie. The lowest depths of the what? Pit. Those who see you will gaze at you, considering you, saying, this is the man who made the earth tremble, who shook kingdoms, who made the world as a wilderness and destroyed its cities, who did not open the house of his what? His prisons. All the kings of the nations, all of them sleep in glory, everyone in his own house, but you are cast out of your grave like an abominable branch, like a garment of those who are slain, thrust through in the sword, who go down to the stones of the pit like a corpse trotting underfoot. You will not be joined with them in burial because you have destroyed your land and slain your people. The bones of evildoers shall never be named. Prepare slaughter for his what? His children, his offsprings. His offsprings are called dimensional entities. They are multidimensional entities. Because of the iniquity of their fathers, lest they rise up and possess the land and fill the face of the world with the what? Cities. So what was the Lord saying? You need to destroy them. Why? So they don't take over the earth again. Lucifer and his offsprings, these dimensional entities, they are dimensional entities in the flesh that have invaded our temporary realm, creating false realities of belief. That's what their job is. And they're using technology, aren't they? They're using everything that they can. Well, you know what our responsibility is? Exposing false realities. That's what we're to be doing. Our responsibility is to be beginning to expose false realities, not partake of them. I mean, again, you cannot deny what you see today, what you hear today, and what's going on in the world. Amen? Everything is being exposed, isn't it? Many of the areas where false realities that were promoting false realities are being exposed. Truth is what brings light, which exposes a false reality. You know, if you've ever seen The Matrix, that's a wonderful example of the false reality. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Do not what? Love the world or the things in the world. Why? Because they're also said with a false reality. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Does that produce a false reality? Yes. It's not of the Father, but is what? Of the world. Wow. And the world is what? Passing away. And the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Little children, it is the last hour, and you have heard that the Antichrist is coming. Even now, many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it's the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest, and that none of them were of us. So in other words, these entities in the flesh were deceiving people, proclaiming to be Christians, invading homes, businesses, churches, congregations, ministries, businesses, corporations, and deceiving people to fulfill their agenda. Amen? But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. I've not written to you because you don't know the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Now that is so powerful. Don't love the world or the things in it, is because it's false realities. But we're to what? Expose them. Expose them. How long has God been warning us about these things? Go to Ephesians chapter 5. Exposing false realities. That's where you got to be honest with yourself. You got to examine yourself also. Because if you're deceived yourself, how can you expose something that's deceptive? Ephesians 5 and verse 1. Therefore, be imitators of God as what? Dear children. And walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. But fornication and uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you as it is fitting for saints. Neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of God, Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore do not be partakers with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with the fruitful works of darkness, but rather what? Expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Redeeming the time, because of what? Days are what? Evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. And that's where many people lack assembling together to get filled with the Spirit. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God. That's respecting one another. We're to expose these, not be partakers of them. And Genesis chapter 6, verse 1. Now it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born to them, that the sons of God, which are what? Angels. Saw the daughters of men. Now, where were the angels? They're in the heavenlies. They were in an unseen place. People didn't see them. Amen. There was a certain amount of angels, around 200 of them, according to the book of Enoch, that came into this world. They put on flesh and came into this world. Does everybody understand that? The sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were beautiful. And they took wives for themselves to all whom they what? Chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh. Yet his shall be 120 what? Years. There were giants on the earth in those days, and also after, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, they bore children to them. Those were the mighty men of who were old men of what? Renown. Okay, so there was giants on the earth before the angels came in. Where did these giants come from? Cain. He was known as the what? Wicked one. You got Cain and Abel. Well, how did that, what happened then? Well, that means that the serpent impregnated Eve. And she bore children. Now, you got to remember, Eve was righteous, wasn't she? Until she partook. That's what partake means. When you eat of something, you partake of it. She bore Cain and Abel. One was righteous, one was wicked. Does everybody get this? Don't lose sight of this. That's why there was giants already on the earth when the angels came in. They didn't come to fight the giants. They came in to promote and expand Satan's kingdom. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of men was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of their hearts was only evil when? Continuously. Why? Because they're all offsprings of Satan now. And the Lord was sorry that he had made men on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. So the Lord said, I will destroy man from whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping thing, and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Again, angels put on flesh, enter this reality, which was already started as a false reality because of what? The fall in the garden. That changed everything. Expanding their deceptive kingdom, creating hybrids as offsprings, needing a body to fulfill their agenda created by Lucifer, their king. So when God destroyed the earth with the flood, those giants, their bodies were destroyed. Those offsprings, they were destroyed. But their spirits remained. That's why you have now demon spirits. What is a demon? It's a disembodied spirit looking for what? A body. It needs a body. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. So Lucifer is their king, exposing false realities. What was their purpose? To create a false reality that they could live in. You know what's happening now? It's all being exposed. Second Corinthians 11, verse 1. Oh, that you would what? Bear with me on a little folly, and indeed you do bear with me. For I am zealous for you, with godly jealousy. For I have betrothed you as one to one husband, that I may present you a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lest somehow as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he who comes preaches another Jesus whom you have not preached, or if you received a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it. Why? Because everything will be exposed. Amen? No matter what. Again, the serpent deceived Eve, birthing the wicked one as an offspring, Cain, after killing Abel. Cain's lineage if you follow Cain's lineage, family lineage, all the way down, they are all tribes of Antichrist. They are all tribes of giants and Nephilims. Goliath came from that tribe. They are dimensional entities in the flesh. Ephesians 6. You know, think about this for a second. You got Ephesians 6 and Genesis 6. They coordinate with one another. In verse 10. Everybody there? Everybody okay? Hallelujah. Some people have never heard this because they've been taught in traditional religion. One day, when we go home, we're going to find out all kinds of stuff. Amen? But the Spirit guides us to all truth. He brings us deep into things. If you're a seeker of the truth, you'll find the truth. Amen? Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the what? Wiles of the devil, the trickery, the deceptions, the false realities. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, hallelujah, but against principalities, powers of darkness, against the rulers of darkness of this age, spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. In other words, dimensional entities. Therefore, take the whole armor of God that you may be able to what? Withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with the truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, look at this, above all, above all, above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all fiery darts of the wicked. In other words, words that are spoken from the wicked one. You need a shield of faith. How do you build your faith? Number one is pray in tongues. Number two is worship. Number three is fill your thoughts with the Word of God. Amen. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication. Where? In the Spirit, which means with what? Tongues. Being watchful to this end, with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to know the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought. So when you think about it, the seventh part of the armor of God is tongues. And seven means complete and perfect. So some people are really not getting dressed with the full armor of God. Hello? The full armor fighting against dimensional entities that take possession of the soul. Your mind, your will, your emotions, your imaginations, your desires. And they open up dimensional ports by speaking words of darkness to form portals. And I want to share this because this was a vision the Lord gave me. And I saw these entities. And the powers of darkness, when they gather together and do seances and things to that degree, what are they doing? They're trying to open a what? A portal. That's their whole focus, is opening a portal. They bring curses on people, but they want to open portals. They're conjuring up spirits. What are they doing? Opening portals. You read that in the Old Testament. So I saw them gathering together and speaking, and these portals were opening, and these entities were coming through them. In fact, there's an individual that searches these things out, and he actually has a video of a portal that opened and took pictures of the entity coming out. And these entities look human-like, but they're from a different dimension. And they wore different things. But anyways, he got a picture of it. He showed it opening up. So So what are they doing? They speak things because there's life and death in the power of the tongue, isn't there? So they speak darkness to open a portal to darkness. And these dimensional entities, allowing them to come in of all shapes and all forms to enter this reality, keeping humanity in a dark deception. See, they're constantly creating a false reality. And when you find out, when you expose a false reality, they move to another one. And they begin to lie and start another one. That's what they do. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 6. Therefore what? Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Be what? Sober, which means what? Alert. Be alert. Be vigilant, which means what? Consistent. See, so many people quit because nothing's happened, according to them. But see, they're not seeing in the spirit realm, even though things are happening. They're waiting for a goosebump feeling and all of this other stuff when things are happening. Be sober, be vigilant, be consistent. Why? Because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may what? Devour. How is he going to devour you? With deception. Everybody see it? So we must be consistent in our warfare, no matter what. It has nothing to do with how you feel. I mean, there are times when I've been battling a bug or something or exhausted, but I can't stop. I'm called to battle. We're called to battle. And those who are not in the battle become a what? Casualty. Because they're not battling. Okay, John chapter 8, verse 42. Jesus said to them, if God were your Father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God, nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father the what? Come on, what a statement. You're of your father the devil. And your desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. But because I tell the truth, you don't believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? And if I tell you the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears God's words. Therefore, you do not hear because you are not of God. The devil is their father. Hello. Why do you think these, look at the Democratic Party worships Satan. Many of them do. Even in the Republican Party, some of them do. When they all receive their trophies and whatever it is, I don't know what they call those things. Or some kind of awards, Emmy Awards. I don't know where they came that from. They all, as many of them, I give God all the glory, but they're not always giving Jesus the glory. They're giving Satan the glory. Because they sold their souls out. Matthew 12. Matthew 12. So, in reality, when I begin to do that, they open themselves out to dimensional entities, and these spirits take possession of their soul. Their heads are not going to spin. They're not going to puke green stuff. They're going to act normal. But behind closed doors, they sacrifice, they worship Satan, and Satan rewards them with wealth and fame. All the things of the world. Verse 43, please. When an unclean spirit comes out of a man, he goes through dry places seeking rest and finds none. Then he says, I will return to my house from which I came. What's the house represent? Somebody's body. And when he comes, he finds it empty, swept, and put in order. Oh, nice and clean. There's something it lacks, being filled with the Spirit. Then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits, more wicked than himself. And they enter and dwell there, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. So shall it also be with this wicked generation. Dimensional entities needing a body to fulfill the satanic agenda of creating false realities, keeping humanity in a deep darkness. 2 Corinthians 11. In verse 12, but what I do, I will also continue to do, that I may cut off the opportunity from those who desire an opportunity to be regarded just as we are in the things of which they boast. For such are what? False apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into what? Angel of light. Why? He shapeshifts. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of what? Righteousness. Man, you can't ignore that. People just think, well, they must have changed clothes. No! Whose end will be according to their works. These are dimensional entities weaponizing the media, music, television, hello, education. They're weaponizing medication. I can remember people are bound with oppressive medication, mind-altering medication. Everything's get a pill. Get deliverance. They're weaponizing the media, music, television, education, medication, money, love of money, the political, the judicial, corporations. Amen? False religions. What are they weaponizing with? Advanced technology that they receive from Lucifer and his offsprings. Look at what he calls algorithms. Through what? AI, artificial intelligence. To what? Reinforce what they believe to be true. That's why it repeats it. It knows exactly what you're doing. So even if you're believing something that ain't true, it tries to convince you to make it true to you. When it is a lie, what are they doing? They're conditioning humanity to desire their desires, creating a self-destructive attitude. Without knowing it. They do it without knowing it. There's addictions, sickness, and diseases. Foods. They're poisoning everything. Pornography. Love of money. Idols. Man, I know people that are, everything to them is a sport. They don't do nothing without watching sports all day long. Idols of sports, entertainment. They're creating their own atmosphere. They're creating their own atmosphere. What? That they can live in. They're creating their own atmosphere that they can live in while destroying our current one. With what? Chemtrails. Chemical poisons, pesticides. This is all their technology. This is where it all came from. Look at clothing and plants and radiation, nanoprobes, tone waves. Look at what computers and cell phones are releasing. Look at what music releases. Amen? Creating a false reality and a false savior in technology. That's their objective. Again, they create the chaos, and then they want to rescue you in the chaos with a false savior. They want to glorify themselves. Remember, they're trying to create the earth and everything in it to their living conditions. That means they want to depopulate, they want to destroy everything. They can care less if everything is destroyed, and they take over and redo it again. A dimensional entity can live in multi-dimensions. Is everybody okay? This is where we're at, man. 2 Corinthians 4. Oh, happy days. Second Corinthians 4, verse 1. Hallelujah. Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not what? Lose heart. We don't give up. I don't care how many times you fall. Amen. I don't care how many times you've sinned. Keep the blood active. As we receive mercy, we do not lose heart. But we have renounced the hidden things of shame. In other words, just keep repenting. You keep repenting, you keep turning away from it. But you got to warfare to remove the spirits that are influencing you. You got to use the weapons. If you're not using them, you're going to lose. Not walking in the craftiness nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But even if our gospel is veiled, what's the gospel? It's a message of truth. It is veiled to those who are what? Perishing. See, people are bound and don't even know what to do. Whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus. But we have this what? Treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying about the body of the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh, so that death is working in us, but life in you. And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what it is written, I believe, therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore speak, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and will present us with him. For all things are for your sake, that grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to all the glory of God. Therefore we do not what? Lose heart. We don't what? Lose heart. We don't give up. We're consistent. Therefore, we don't lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but a moment, even might not seem like a moment, but it's still, it's what? Working for us. Yes, it's working for us. A far more exceeding eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things that are seen, but the things that are not seen. For the things which are seen are what? Temporary. But the things which are not seen are what? Eternal. Ooh, yes. Now, the devil blinds. He blinds, creating false realities. And I'm going to close at Ephesians 3, verse 14. For this reason I what? Bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever and ever. Amen. Exposing false realities. Amen. You know, one of the things I constantly remind of my ex-life of addiction, and what a false reality that was. Dreams with no hope. Didn't know. It wasn't until Jesus came, ripped open that false reality and tore that veil of false reality from us, and granted us a new path of true reality. But we'll get caught up again if we don't constantly. It's like walking down a street where things keep coming up in front of you, but you have to keep busting through those false realities, because too many people are not consistent and they grab that false reality and they fall into deception. And then things begin to happen. The devil comes to us, steal, kill, and destroy. Amen. That's his job. So, Father, we thank you for your word today in reality and preparation, and for the authority of exposing these false realities and breaking them down. You've given us the weapons. You've given us the presence, the anointing, and power. And, Lord, visit us so that we may utilize them according to your will and your way, putting everything in divine position so that we may see things through and utilize the weapons of God, and disarm Satan's weapons in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.